Okay, so let's continue on the Chazon Ish on Emunah and Bitachon. We're holding at the bottom of page 59. We're in middle of the Chazon Ish discussing his definition of Emunah and Bitachon. And we saw that his definition of Bitachon is not tied to any outcome, but rather it's just the recognition that the whole situation is in God's hands, even if the outcome itself is uncertain. So he then pivoted to talk about emunah, and his concept of emunah, he started to say, is not predefined, but rather there's different levels. It's not something that has a physical dimension and form, and therefore everyone could be holding, everyone could have a different makeup in terms of the various midos of which emunah is included. It says, "Kein midos," at the bottom of 59. Kein midos emunah, so to the mid of emunah, yesh ba madregas elamad mizah, has many different levels. Even if you talk about someone who's a ketane emuna, meaning he doesn't have a full level of emuna or a full level of bitachon. For example, he doesn't he has food for today, but he's very worried about what he's going to eat tomorrow, and that's what we refer to when we say that Klal Yisrael saw the Mitzrayim. Why did Hashem have to put the Mitzrayim back on dry land? So, Vayah Yisrael es Mitzrayim, Meisal Sfas Hayar, Vayah Yisrael es Yerag Adoy, Lesher es Sama Mitzrayim, Vayiru Amas Hashem, Vayamina Vashem Moshe Avdei. Because they were a Ketani Amuna, they had to see it in order to come to believe it, basically in order to get their Amuna up. So they were holding at a very low level. But he says, but a Ketani Amuna is still called a Baal Amuna. It might be very little, it might be 5%, but it's still something. They're not included in people who completely deny Hashem. But the emunah itself is weak, and the impact of it doesn't control them. The only effect that it has, the only assistance that that emunah provides, is that if you have a very, very severe avera, the emunah is able to help a person avoid it. Something that everyone is careful to avoid. So he basically says a litmus test of how you could tell whether somebody has stronger emunah or not. So, and an example he gives here on the bottom, he says, everybody agrees that stealing is wrong. So if I told you to go steal someone's wallet, you would refrain from doing it, whether you had a strong emunah or a weak emunah, because everybody's aware of the severity of basically pickpocketing somebody. But if I told you to go and steal someone's mind, whether, let's say, in business, pass off the quality of your product, even though it's inferior, pass it off as if it's someone else, or overcharge someone. So then already people get very, they come up with terutzim or why it's okay. So that's where he says, you see the difference between a strong Baal Emunah and a weak Baal Emunah. A strong Baal Emunah, it doesn't matter whether anyone's going to realize it. It doesn't matter if most of the world does it. He understands and he's going to refrain from doing it. But someone with weaker Emunah, so that weaker Emunah is not going to be enough to prevent him from transgressing it. So Mehan Shemunasim Chazak, other people have very strong emunah, upulasi yais, and the influence on their behavior is more easily recognized. Sadikin. And so too, there's variations in the levels and degrees of emunah and the way that it impacts a person's behavior, not only in regular people, but even in tzaddikim, there are madrigos. Who in general live with emunah. You're talking now about tzaddikim, who generally emunah guides their very existence. But nevertheless, they vary as individuals, each one holding at a different level. So how is it the Chazon Ish now is going to define how having bitachon is going to impact a person's life? She says, v'kasher Adam nifgash b'mikra. Let's say a person finds himself in a circumstance, which, b'derech hateva, most of the world would view this as a danger. So human nature is to fear based on the way the world works, and therefore to recognize the danger. And his weakened emunah, his weakened spirit in this area, is going to diminish that ability to remember that that we are guided by the Hashgacha of Hashem and Shein Matzah LaHashem Milayshia, and that nothing prevents Hashem from saving him. Malachim and to bring about changes in the conditions, Shiachlif was called Messiah of him that will change the dangerous circumstance a person's facing. So, for example, just to lay this out, someone Lo Yaleinu has a very bad machla. Most people, when they get this machla and this extent, they don't do well. So this guy's terrified. He's terrified because he looks around and he says, "Hey, look what happens to most people." So that is a weaker person in emunah, so or a weaker person bitachon rather, that is going to take over, and he's gonna have this dread, this anxiety from the fact that he basically feels helpless, that this is what's gonna happen, because b'derech hateva it's what happens. But a baal bitachon knows that Hashem can save anyone, and even if you're in a certain situation, like we're talking about someone like Elena was very sick, but conditions can change, things can improve. And that ultimately something that appears dangerous can be removed. Pushing down your fear at this difficult time, and forcing yourself to recognize and contend with the fact, with the truth that there's nothing that even the danger that you're facing didn't happen on its own. Hashem decreed and Hashem desired that machla should come. I'm sorry. Whether for good or for bad, whether we perceive it as bad, but everything was decreed by Hashem. And when this emunah pushes down and suppresses his fear, then it gives him the courage to believe that salvation, that Yeshua is possible. And that it's not like the good result can happen any less, is any less likely to happen than the bad outcome. This is what he calls midas bitachon, and basically, he's basically saying that the recognition has to be, again, not that a specific outcome is going to happen, but that you recognize that the Hashem is the yecholes, that A, it came from Hashem, and B, that Hashem has the yecholes to change that circumstance, despite the fact that, let's say, most of the world recognize it as extremely dangerous and what's the word? Whatever, a very dangerous situation. Let's just finish up the parak here. Omimidas part of bitachon is la'amid atzmayal nekudas is to keep himself focused on this point of emunah. Even when he thinks about the possibility of suffering, his heart should remain awake. That things that are random don't harm you. Shein mikra b'olam kol, there's nothing that happens randomly. Rak hakol me'ita yisbarach. K'may she'amru l'Yonas u'Pappas, like l'Yonas and Pappas said when they were put in jail in the Gemara in Tainus. V'anu nischayavnu ve'im ein atah hargenu harbei hargam yesh lo. That we are liable to death, and if you don't execute us, so then Hashem has many shluchim that can bring about our death. Harbei dubim. There are many bears that can kill us. Because of bitachon, all this is part of bitachon. So gam shetivas, even the methods that a person looks to for the Yeshua, shetivas that people tend to try to do to save themselves, they're different. Even for a person with bitachon, he utilizes different tactics than someone who's lacking in bitachon. Instead of looking for, in a case here, he's talking about where someone has like a very bad gezeira against them, or they were thrown in prison. So he says, instead of running to influential ministers and wealthy people, and trying these different strategies, instead he's going to look inward. What can he improve about himself? So he understands that it didn't happen for no reason. Rather, the reason it's happening is because there's some lesson or some aveira that needs a kapara, that needs tshuva. And so that's where you turn. You recognize that it didn't just happen for no reason, happened exactly for a reason. And so you look inward. Now, again, doesn't mean you don't do ishtadlus, but it means you can't only do ishtadlus. You can't only put all your faith in the ishtadlus without turning inward and saying, well, why did this happen? Because it didn't happen randomly. So I need to ask myself why and what I can do to change my current situation.